Nigel, your thoughts at the end of that?
Hard-earned point. Disappointed with the goal we conceded again. And disappointed with our final delivery at times. We got in some good positions tonight and set plays and everything weren't quite on it. But I think one penalty was the least we should have had out of the evening.
The first one, Adie White, looked a nailed-on penalty. I'm guessing that was your view.
It's a long time since we've seen one not given like that. We thought it was an absolute certain penalty. I think to compound it as well, the referee saying he got the ball and then gave a goal kick. So it's quite puzzling, really. But then I thought the one, probably the handball, was the least one out of the three shouts.
Yeah. What was the other one?
I think Chris Porter just got caught in the box. The lad got a toe on it, but he just caught him first. So it's a difficult one. We can't say too much about the referees. It was there were some strange things there tonight.
The one that you did score, did you actually see it? I saw you disappear down the tunnel.
No, because I didn't watch the one that he put in at Colchester, so I didn't want to break his luck.
So is this going to be a superstition now for you, not watching penalties if you get them?
Well, that's it. With it being, it was half-time, it's last kick of the half as well, so there's nothing you can do. It's just nice he tucked it away. And just we come out the second half again and, we did concede within 2 minutes.
And you spoke about that beforehand, didn't you?
Yeah, it's frustrating. It's a great ball in, it's a great cross and everything, but we're disappointed from our point of view. Adie got done on the left and then one of the centre-halves should have been a bit closer in the middle. Just a minute into the second half, again, we don't get our time to get a foothold in that second period.
You were animated quite a lot down there, and I just wondered whether anticipation might be one of those words on the tip of your tongue. Just sometimes you looked a bit slow to react to things that were going on out there. Not you, your players.
Yeah, that's one of the things you see a confident side in Warsaw that have been winning games, and they're all comfortable and everything. We're fighting for our lives down there, and I think it shows up in little things like that. But I thought we played some decent stuff at times tonight. They had a lot of the ball without really hurting us at times. But what we can't fault is the effort and the work rate of the players tonight, because that was tremendous.
That said, though, Nigel, you'd have taken 4 points out of Bristol City and Walsall at home, wouldn't you?
It's a great return for the 4 points of position we're in as well. And it's only 2 defeats now in the last 8, so it's important. It builds up confidence. A lot of resilience again out there tonight. And I say the work rate, the players can't give any more than that.
Are you surprised then by the reaction of the fans at the end?
No, they're frustrated when you don't win at home. Ideally, you'd have got a point Saturday and 3 tonight, yeah. But it doesn't work out like that. So, especially when we get 2 or 3 corners and Stevie's put some magnificent balls in generally and he just couldn't get it past the first man, I think that's a source of frustration.
Any injuries?
Simon Lappin rolled his ankle, so we'll see how he is in the next couple of days. Chris Porter was just shattered and thought it showed Sean Miller was a little bit off it, but he's going to be like that when he's been out 11 months, a little bit short still.
You said you'd assess the loan situation after the game tonight. Can you tell us anything? Are you going to be doing anything Wednesday, Thursday?
We've made a couple of inquiries and there's possibility of 2 or 3, the fringe players going out. So we'll see what happens with them first.
Westlake and Williams were 2 names you mentioned yesterday. Yeah. Is it likely to be those 2 going out?
Yeah, it is. There's a little bit of interest. So we'll hopefully know a bit more tomorrow. It doesn't all heat up until last minute. Yeah. So it's about 4:30 on Thursday, isn't it, when they all get done?
So does it depend on those 2 going out or 3, as you mentioned, if you can get someone in?
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. We'll make our inquiries and see. It's not numbers the problem we've got. We've got plenty of those. It's just a bit of quality here and there.
Can you tell us now what you're looking for? You won't tell me pre-game.
No, I'm not going to tell you now either.